Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
What is doubt? Doubt means two. Doubt means two things. Doubt in the English world would be someone who has a foot in two different camps. The Chinese talk about doubt and they say it's having one foot in one boat and another foot in another boat. It is being double-minded. Christianity, ladies and gentlemen, is not a leap into the dark. It is a confident leap into the light.
The truth is, trusting Jesus is like stepping into the light. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young shares the rest of his message, Doubt, where he shows you how to live with confident faith in Christ, even when you can't see what he's doing in your life. Stay tuned. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Before we jump into Dr. Young's message, there's an encouraging resource being offered this month that you may find especially helpful in these challenging times. It's Dr. Young's booklet called Loneliness, and it's our way to say thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching people all over the world through this program. People everywhere deal with the devastating effects of loneliness, and it's only gotten worse in recent months. But God created you for a life of fellowship and fruitfulness as you learn to love others just as He loves you. And Dr. Young's booklet will help you embrace that life of community and relationship. So call now to request your copy of Loneliness when you give to keep this program encouraging you and many others around the world. Call 1-800-350-9255. That's 1-800-350-WALK. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has the Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Doubt, Part 2.
Principle, there'll be storms in every life. But to those in the family of the Lord, Jesus will meet you in the middle of that storm. And many times as He comes in the middle of the storm, we don't recognize Him. He doesn't come in the way we thought. He didn't answer our prayer in this particular area. He answers it later to answer it better. And we don't understand, but He comes to us in the storm. And they didn't even know it. How many times has Christ come close to you? How many times has the Holy Spirit dealt with my life, your life, directed us, moved us, and we didn't even know it? We look back in retrospect and say, oh, I see it. But we didn't know it when He was there in the middle of that storm. He always comes to us in a storm, though many times we don't even recognize Him. And when He comes, what did He say? When they were frightened, He said, it is I. Literally, He's saying, it is Jehovah. He's saying, it is the I am who has come. Does that not settle us down in the middle of a storm when the I am is present? That's the personal name for God. I am has come. Moses, the bush was burning, remember? Moses said, that's an unusual bush. I'm going to go over and look at it. A bush is burning. It is not burning up. It is not being consumed. And he went over and God was in the bush. And so Moses bowed down. He said, who are you, God? He says, I am that I am. Literally in the Hebrew, you know what God said? He said, I am ha. That's right. I am ha. He said, I am breath. I am life. I am ha. I am that I am. I love Major Ian Thomas deals with this story classically. He said, a lot of people say, boy, That was some bush, you know, burning up fire He said, boy, that was some special bush there. Ian Thomas says, no, it wasn't some special bush. When God is in a bush, any old bush will do. When God is there in a storm, the I am is there. Man, that is comfort indeed. That is understanding indeed, even though many times we don't understand how he's working in the middle of your storm and how he's operating in the middle of our storm or what he's doing in the middle of the storm, let alone why he sent us out of the storm in the first place. Now, here's the next thing I want you to see that is so very, very magnificent. It's Peter. Peter's response to the storm was much like you and I respond. I'm going to get ahead of myself and tell you what it was. For a while he was walking, for a while he was sinking. Isn't that like you and me? A storm comes, I'm walking, I'm on top, and then I'm sinking. Oh, I'm sinking, and then I'm walking. Sinking and walking and walking and sinking. This is how so many of us believers conduct ourselves in the storms of life, isn't it? Look what happened. First of all, we have Peter's tentative faith. I like this. Verse 28, Peter said to Jesus, Lord, if it is you, he didn't know, wind, rain, fog, storm, lightning, waves, he couldn't see, if it is you, command me to come to you on water. And Jesus said, come. And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. Now, some people criticize Peter and say, well, gosh, well, he's kind of impulsive. See, Peter was ADDDDDD. You got to remember that. And so he's kind of impulsive. And Peter said, if you are the Lord, if you are the I am. And Peter just, can you imagine stepping out of that boat? I thought about that a long time. Man, I can see Peter. If, and he holds on to the boat side, he steps out and steps out and he gets out to, Lord, come. Can't you see him? And then finally he looked at Jesus. I talk about Paul in Philippians. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And now Pete is walking on the water. He is looking at Jesus. He's on top of that storm. He's above that storm. He's looking at Jesus, and Jesus is with him. And finally, but he looks away, and a big wave comes. Man, he hears the lightning flash, and he looks away from Jesus, and he begins to sink. And so we see his tentative faith becomes fearful doubt. Verse 30, but seeing the wind, he became frightened and began to sink. And he cried out, and what a great phrase, Lord, save me. See, he got it right. Lord, if it's you, Lord, save me. He had the right title, didn't he? Lord, Commander-in-Chief, Head CEO, the bottom line, the one in charge, Lord, Master, Lord, save me. And then look at the response of Jesus. Here's a shout, Lord, save me. And then look at the response. Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, you of little faith, why do you doubt? There is that tentative faith, that is their fearful doubt. And then there's a shout, Lord, save me. And he stretched out his hand. That's what Jesus does. He just stretched out our hand. He said, I can reach you. Stretch out. I can save you. Lord, save me. He stretched out his hand and got a hold of Peter. And then Jesus said to him, oh, ye of little faith, why do you doubt? Faith and doubt. I was going to show you this on the screen earlier. I want you to see it now. What is doubt? Doubt means two. Doubt means two things. Doubt in the English world would be someone who has a foot in two different camps. The Chinese talk about doubt and they say it's having one foot in one boat and another foot in another boat. It is being double-minded. Someone whose doubt has double-minded. In other words, we have on one side, we have faith, and we think doubt is the opposite of faith. It's not. Look at your screen. Unbelief is the opposite of faith. And doubt is in the middle. See? I have faith, I believe, or I do not believe, there's unbelief, but we get caught in doubt. You know what doubt is? Doubt is Switzerland. Boy. Because Switzerland is always neutral, are they not? But very icy, very icy. Therefore, when we have faith and doubt comes in, we do not move to unbelief. We're caught in the middle. We have two minds. We're trying to figure this out. We're trying to understand it. Now, doubt can be a good thing. We need to doubt some things. Heard a commercial on TV. You can eat all you want and lose weight. I doubt that. Until I discovered they were talking about lettuce. Or, we're selling everything below invoice. I doubt that. So there's some things we need to doubt because doubt can be a stimulus to faith, but also there's different kind of, doubt also can be parallel to sickness. I want you to look at this. On one side, you have health. On the other side, you have death. In the middle, you have doubt. You have sickness. Now, what kind, do I have a bad cold? I'm not very sick. I've got a bad cold. I don't, but or do I have a terminal, a very serious illness that calls for surgery? You see, there are different kinds of illnesses. There are different kinds of doubt. Don't let some little doubt just take over and throw your faith out the window. I have discovered when I have doubted my doubts and things I have fought for and thought through and got counsel on and prayed for, that's some of the strongest positions I have in my faith and belief in God in Christ. So you doubt your doubts. So doubt is a sickness, but you don't stay sick. You get well. You deal with it proportionally as to the kind of ailment that you have, to the degree of the doubt that's involved. So we understand that Jesus now says, "Oh, ye of little faith." We talked about little faith just a while back, didn't we? Remember what little faith is? Little faith is having just enough faith to receive Jesus Christ and be a Christian. That's it. Big faith is you not only have faith in Christ, but you understand, because he is the Son of God, that how we are then to live, this is it. This is the formula. This is the recipe. This is how he wants us to live. And that moves into big faith. Now, I believe in God because he works. Or I'm a Christian because it worked. Christianity is proven because it works. Do you believe that? Christianity is true because it's worked. No. Christianity works because it's true. See the difference? So therefore, I don't have just enough faith to be a Christian. I know that I've moved from little faith to big faith, and I've dealt with these doubts, and they've become strongholds of my faith. Therefore, I have a strong place to stand on the truth of what God tells us and Jesus reveals to us. So in the storms of life, when they come, guess what? Jesus will meet you and me in the middle of those storms. We respond like Peter with doubt and with faith, you know, with tentative faith and then with fearful doubt. But he comes and meets our needs and takes us on board. And then notice in our scripture this beautiful, beautiful little word. Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand, took hold of him and said to him, "You of little faith, why do you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind stopped. And those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "You are certainly God's son." When Jesus got in the boat, the wind stopped. There'll be storms in life. Jesus will meet you and me in the middle of those storms. And when he gets in your boat, the storm stops. When Jesus gets in your boat, the storm stops. And then what did they do? They worshiped him. This is the first time we have a record of the apostles worshiping Jesus. Remember in chapter 8, Jesus was asleep, storm came, they were afraid. Jesus spoke to the storm, the wind, and the waves, and it stopped. How did they respond to that? They said, "What kind of man is this?" But now when he walked on the water and he got in the boat and the storm stopped, they said, "This is the Son of God." It's the first time they worshiped him. Had Jesus been worshiped before? Yes, the Magi worshiped him. The leper who was healed worshiped him. An elder in the synagogue worshiped him. This is the first worship that the apostles gave. They began to get who he is. That's what needs to happen to you and me. We begin to get who Jesus is. In the storms of life, he comes to us. And when he comes to us and we say, "Come on in this boat with me," the storm ceases. We understand the great, I am has come. So we talk about faith. A lot of people have the faith. Well, faith is just a Christian leaping up into the dark. The leap of blind faith. That's what those outside the family of God say. That's not Christian faith at all. Let me tell you what Christian faith is. Francis Schaeffer says, imagine if you would, you're on a, with a tour group walking through the Alps. And you walk up the mountain trails and you get out on this precipice. And out on the precipice, the guide shows you and the tour group a beautiful view. Hundreds and hundreds of feet down, but a beautiful view. But then all of a sudden, Schaeffer says, a dark fog falls and just engulfs you suddenly. This happens in the Alps, by the way. And suddenly you couldn't see. And you say, "Well, what's going to happen? We can't get down." And you huddle up together. And the guide said, "Well, maybe the fog will lift." And the fog didn't lift. And the guide realized as the rocks began to turn to ice and night was coming, that they would literally die on the top of that mountain. And he tells the group that. He says, "We can't go down. Impossible. And looks like we'll freeze to death on top of this mountain. I want you to be prepared." And they wait, hoping the fog will lift. It doesn't lift. It gets colder and darker and thicker. Finally, one man says to the guide, "If I go over to the edge and I hang down and fall and I land on a little crepit rock, a little shelf of rock down there, and I can crawl into the little crevice there, could I survive the night not being on top of this mountain and not freeze to death?" And the guide said, "Yes, if you go to the side," which they couldn't even see, "and you drop down and land on a little shelf of rock, you could go in and you could probably survive the night." And the man says, "That's what I'm going to do." And he crawls out on the rock. He turns around and he drops. And I guess they hear something like, But they wait there, colder, more ice, knowing they're going to die, and they hear a voice across the mountain, hey, are you there?" And they answer and say, "Yes, we're right here." And the man says, "I know the situation you're in." He said, "I was born and raised in these mountains." He said, "I've been a part of the Alps community here for over 60 years. He said, "Let me tell you what you do. If you will take 5 steps to your left, you'll find a rock shaped this way." He said, "If you'll turn around and slide down on that rock immediately below it and hold yourself up and then drop, you'll land on a little shelf of rock 10 feet below, and you can go in that little cave, that little crevice, and you can huddle up there and you'll not die, you'll not freeze to death, and I'll come to get you in the morning." Schaeffer said, he didn't immediately go over there and immediately drop down. He asked this guy his name. He said if he had a name of families that he knew, those family names in those Alps in that region, he said that would help. And he said he did. And he asked other information about his background, who he was, what he'd done, what he was about, to see whether or not he was an enemy or a friend. And finally, after he received that information, he went over to the side And all the group went over the side, and they turned around and dropped, and they landed on a shelf of rock. And they all huddled up inside, and they survived. And he came to get them the next morning. We think Christian faith is a leap of blind faith. It's not. Christian faith is the great I am in Jesus Christ, the great says to us, I know exactly where you are. I know the situation you're in. Let me tell you, this is what you do, and you will go into, you will be safe, you'll be saved, and I'll come and get you in the morning, and in the morning would be Easter Sunday for you and me. That is Christian faith. Christianity, ladies and gentlemen, is not a leap into the dark. It is a confident leap into the light.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and it's a pleasure to have Dr. Young in the studio today as we wrap up the program. Dr. Young, you said in your message that there are different kinds of doubt, but that doubt can sometimes be a stimulus to faith. How does that work?
Well, it works very simply if I begin to doubt our doubts, and I alluded to that. In other words, doubt is not a bad thing. Asking questions, seeking insights is a wonderful thing. It helps us to grow spiritually, emotionally, in many areas of life. But when we let doubt dominate our agenda and dominate our thinking, we say, well, I don't know for sure. We have questions on top of questions on top of questions. And so we have to doubt our doubts. And when we do that and we see it through and see all the affirmations that are there in the presence of many doubts, many times doubting your doubts will bring you to a steadfast faith. It's almost a stimulus to growth.
You know, Dr. Young, Jesus says that if we have only as much faith as a mustard seed, that we can move mountains. So that must mean God can really use even a small grain of faith, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the mustard seed in that day was the smallest seed that they knew anything about. My dad had a country store, and he had a bin of seeds. And one of that bin was mustard seeds. And they're small seeds. But you plant a mustard seed, and you'll get, man, a bountiful crop. They just grow and expand. And what I think Christ is saying, if we begin to act on the faith that we have in him, then that faith will grow and grow and grow. By the way, we don't say just have faith. People are like, well, you need more faith. Faith in what? Faith without an object. It's faith in Jesus Christ. Exercise the faith that you have, and you will grow bountifully, fully, and completely. And that's what he's saying. Just a little bit of faith in Christ, seeing the perspective from God, that's all you'll need to get you through the rough, stormy times of doubt.
Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope the Holy Spirit is moving through today's message to help you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we want to help you even further by sending you Dr. Young's booklet, Loneliness. You were created to enjoy a life of fellowship and fruitfulness, but so many people today feel trapped in an isolated existence. Discover how you can break free and step into the life of a loving community God wants for you with this helpful resource from Dr. Young. Loneliness is our special way to say thanks for your gift today to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy of Loneliness. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Listen in tomorrow as Dr. Young shares proven truth to help you find freedom from jealousy.
Winning Walk is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and financial support enable us to bring proven truth to listeners around the world. Write us at Winning Walk, Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77353. That's Winning Walk, Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77353. Or call 1-800-350-9255. 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255.